I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, coast to coast and border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Hey, if you're in the military, I'm on your side, baby. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if you don't, you understand. And girl, you better recognize all that they do to keep us and our allies safe out there. So you stay safe. I hope you see you at stateside very, very soon. And also, we are on the internet. Who's not? But we go through sportsbyline.com. That's one of the sites. That's our homepage. Go there. Click Listen Live. If you want to send me an email, you can send those to MrCool@CountPimpula.org. Or Rick@sportsbyline.com also works as well. Couple of apropos applications. TuneIn Radio, got to get it. iHeart Radio, got to get it. iHeart New York, that's a t-shirt. You don't have to get that. But you can also, you know, it's funny. When I was in, I was walking through Times Square 3 years ago. And you know what they were selling more than the iHeart New York? Were the Make America Great Again red hats. You know, those kind that are made in Chinatown that Trump wore? The tourists were buying those up. I know, I gotta figure. Jen Wall will be with us the first hour. And we'll talk Hollywood. Chris Porter will be with us in an hour. He'll be my first in-studio guest 15 months to the day. He's at Cobb, stand-up comedian. We'll also have a very funny Chicago comedian, Pat McGann, on the show. In the third hour, we'll have someone from DocFest. In the third hour, we'll have a crazy slackliner, you slacker, Spencer Seabrook in the third hour. How are we going to fit it all in? I don't know. Under one roof, the Costco of radio talk. It is Titillating Sports with me, Rick Tittle. Come on back with Jan Wall.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom, get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, great to be with you. A little TGIF action, as always, in the first hour with the film critic and Hollywood insider, Jan Wall. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing terrific. Oh, my God. I've been watching The Kominsky Method with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner on Netflix. Jesus, it's good. Oh, pardon me for saying Jesus. I mean, gosh, it's good.
That's all right. I'll give you a dispensation so you don't burn in eternal hellfire. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's get
so kind.
Let's get to our first guests. They are the classic bikini divas, Saba and Babs, and they have a show which just debuted on Tubi. Tubi is T-U-B-I. That is Fox's free streaming service. It's called Never Too Old, Never Too Late. Babs, let's start with you because you guys are best friends. You're fitness instructors. You look great in a bikini. But there's a little twist is that you guys are over 50, so to speak, right?
We sure are. I'm 66. I'm 66, and I really got serious about fitness when I was in my mid-50s. And I lost some weight, and I actually entered a bikini competition because it was on my bucket list after I got
Yay.
The weight off.
Good
and
girl.
Thank you. What's to my surprise, though, it ended up that I actually came in first place in my age category. So I was hooked on doing it and completely motivated, and that was kind of the beginning. And that's how I talked my best friend into doing it, Saba. She came to support me that first competition, but I got her involved too, starting with my second competition. And I told her, you know what, this is something you really need to do with me, because we'd never really be competing against each other. We're in different age categories, but it was something we could do together as best friends and really keep each other motivated. And that's kind of how it all started.
Oh, I am so proud of you ladies. That is so
Thank
great.
You.
So
Thank
now the you. Deal is, do you have to always wear bikinis or what?
Well, I wish that were true, but No, we don't always have to wear bikinis, but we do sports modeling as well as in bikinis. And we've really enjoyed doing that. And, of course, I think we're kind of sitting here in our gym clothes right now.
Mm-hmm, me too. Yeah. Well, this is incredible. Ricky, I hope you don't mind. I've just got to ask them. I mean, the big lie is that we women over 50, say, you know, we are so sexual and so happening and so styling.
We are.
You know, and guys love us. I mean, I have guys after me, and I'm really old, you know? I mean, guys just love us. So why is there this big lie?
Oh, it's definitely a big lie because, you know, you spend half of your life over age 50 anyway. So, you know, you can look good at any age and feel good at any age. And
right.
My best friend Saba, she's even older than me.
Well, let me ask you, Saba, when Babs came with this idea, did you regard her as like this crazy millennial or what?
No, I just regarded her as out of her mind. No, I understood why she wanted to do it, because she wanted to hold herself accountable, and she thought, you know, that would be the way for her to do that. But when she came to me and said, oh, you should do this, I went, I don't think so. And then what happened was I had created some workouts that were really fun, like my auto size. You do it in the car, but not while you're driving, because if you do it while you're driving, you'll sue me. But anyway, I couldn't monetize it. And she said, you know, maybe competing will give you credibility. And I went, oh, I could make money. Wait a minute. So I decided I would actually take that year and get into shape. I was not in bikini shape. I was thin. Bab was overweight. I was not underweight, but I was older, so I was starting to look skinny. You know, my boobs were looking at the ground going, see you in a minute. And because, listen, when I started, I was 68. I am 78 now, and I took the gold every single year we competed, which is like, what? But the more we did it together, the more we learned, and the more we learned, the more we wanted to do, and the more we did, the more we wanted to help other people know that you're never too old, and it's never too late to get in shape. And my mother moved in with my husband and I, and she was in her 90s, and I started teaching her this concept of think it, do it, be it. And we made a workout video together when she was 100.
Whoa.
So, yeah, and I mean, she couldn't get into a bikini, but she looked fabulous. And so we just, Babs and I met, like, over 25 years ago at Women in Film, and we're both in show business, so I write, produce, and direct, and I'm in front of the camera, and she does the same thing. And so I said, you know what, if we're going to do this, we're going to document it. And so we started doing YouTube shows, showing people how we were getting into shape, how we were staying in shape, and then we started doing a podcast, and then I said, we need to do a TV show. And so we actually were blessed enough to meet somebody who helped us to produce it. And we did it, and we got it up, and we got our pilot, and then COVID hit. So that's it. But it's actually, we're streaming on Tubi right now. It's called Never Too Old, Never Too Late. And we just got our deal with them, like, when was this, February?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. I don't remember. Yeah. Anyway, and we've got three shows up there, and we've got two other shows in the can. And we're just trying to help everybody know that you're never too old, and it's never too late to be fit, healthy, and youthful.
Perfect timing. And this is perfect timing, because all of us want to get back out there, and, you know, so it's good timing.
Right, exactly.
It's true.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And During the pandemic, of course, it kind of like knocked things back a little bit for, you know, for everyone. Gyms were closed, trying to do the best we could at home. So you can kind of see how, and we can certainly relate to that, that sometimes you have to take a step back and then you have to get right back on that horse again.
Right.
Back into shape. So.
And it doesn't have to be bikini, right, ladies? It could be like, I just got a darling sarong style bathing suit. Darling. Very Dorothy Lamour 1940s, you know, and I love it. And, so you don't have to be in a bikini, right?
You don't have to be in a bikini. What you have to do is you have to feel as good as you are in a bikini. And that's what we try to help people, like, to get it in their mind. You know, the biggest muscle you really have is your mind muscle. And if you can get that mind muscle strong, then your body follows. And it's like you can wear anything you want, but the trick is to feel good, to really,
right,
you know, be the best possible you that you can be.
And well, you know, Rick, will you wear those things like in Europe? What are they, little spandex? You know, the little bikinis that men wear.
The Borat banana hammock?
Yeah.
Do you wear that, Rick?
Every day to work, and oh my gosh, we're out of time. Hey, everybody, make sure to check out on Tubi. That's TUBI. That's Fox's streaming service. Never Too Old, Never Too Late. It just debuted with Saba and Babs. Congratulations, you two, and thanks for stopping by.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Lady.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. You know we love our friends over there at 42nd Street Moon, and there's a new show called Don't Touch That, and we have the creative directors D.C. Scarpelli and Peter Budinger with us right now. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Let's start with you, DC. This is, as you call it, a glorious romp through the golden age of TV theme songs. Tell us more.
That's right. It's actually Don't Touch That Dial, which makes a little more sense in the TV context. It is kind of a glorious romp through a little fantasia, through our memories of the TV theme songs of our childhood.
Wow. Like what?
Well, we grew up in the very end of the 70s and the 80s. So that's everything from the great Norman Lear sitcoms all the way through the, you know, super cheesy must-see TV stuff from the 80s that we just loved and spent countless hours watching.
All right, so Peter, when I say to you, well, we're moving on up, I mean, that's in there, right?
Absolutely, that is. It's in a lovely medley with the Good Times theme. It's a little Norman Lear pairing it's a real highlight of the evening, I think.
How about when you hear, come on, knock on my door?
Yes, that is represented as well.
So, God, I love those songs. Those, I mean, they're so fun. You know, I used to dance around the living room to all that stuff. And so how do you show it in your show?
Well, it's a combination of sort of literal, like, recreations of the theme songs with a twist and completely new interpretations. And even the way we sort of present them is completely different. Sometimes they're on the stage at the Gateway Theater in San Francisco, and some of them were made individually by guest stars who are filming, you know, in their own setup. So it's a big sort of variety show, and that's the feel we were going after.
You know, I think about the All in the Family theme, you know, girls were girls and men were men. That, they were complaining about that in the 70s. They had no idea what they were getting into.
It's so true.
Very true.
And we start off with that, actually.
Oh, that's great. So you have some stuff on stage, some stuff you're showing, you know, from people's own, you know, artistic devices. And then do you ever do stuff like Gilligan's Island and that kind of stuff, or is that way too early for you?
No, it's kind of in the period. We caught it on reruns. We do make a couple of Gilligan's Island references, but there are a few favorites that kind of only get hinted at because we couldn't include everything we wanted. There was so much.
Right, right. What are your favorites?
Oh, boy. Favorite shows?
Theme songs.
Well, in terms of theme songs, there are a few in there that are very near and dear to my heart. Eight is Enough, Made It In, which I love that one. I actually come from a family of eight children that is exactly broken down the way that show is.
Peter's Willie Ames.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it would probably be the Norman Lear ones. We got Maude in there. We got the Jeffersons in there. We got Good Times in there. There's some, like, really fabulous renditions of some great songs in there.
You know, it's funny, too, Peter, that these songs are like jingles and they stick with me. And it's like, if you ask me about the facts of life, I probably couldn't tell you about one episode, but I remember, you take the good, you take the bad, you
absolutely
take them. I mean, it's stuck in my head.
They were the ultimate earworms.
Absolutely.
Better than commercial jingles in some cases.
I think all of the facts of love can be the facts of life can be summed up in the line, you know, girl, you stole the van. I mean, that's pretty much it.
What about Brady Bunch? Is that too early?
Oh no, no, no. They are
okay,
very much.
Brady Bunch is like there for me.
They have pride of placement in the evening, for sure.
We even have a Brady Bunch Variety Hour song. We've got Time to Change in there.
So you get this ensemble on board. Were you surprised at the reaction, how many people were into it?
We kind of were, because TV theme songs, like you said, they're earworms. They're in all of our heads. We all have them there, whether we love them or not, and I think most of us have fond memories of them. But they don't get much respect, and the number of people that kind of really were into this was fantastic. Not only the performers, but, you know, friends are like, we've been waiting for this. So we're thrilled to present it.
Yeah, it was also cool because the vast majority of these performers are several decades younger than we are, and they don't have a big frame of reference for London's material, but they were really excited to do it. We got incredible audition material from all of them.
And we get to indoctrinate them with...
good. Can they do like the... you know, some of these, they're so representative, I guess all of them, of the characters, of the situation, of the plots. I mean, the really good ones tell you exactly what you're going to see, like the nanny, mm-hmm. Golden Girls. You know, they really give you that feeling of what you're going to see. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And some of them, you know, were actually full standalone songs that had radio airtime. Well, Without Us is a big one.
Laverne and Shirley was its own sort
of
song.
Really?
Making Our Dreams Come True.
Yeah, I think Greatest American Hero, that song was on the radio.
Oh,
Believe it or not, you're walking on it.
Yes, we have a wonderful woman named Chelsea Nenny who's given us a cowboy punk version of Believe It or Not for the show.
Wow.
You know what's weird is I think about like hit shows like Odd Couple and MASH. Those were just musicals, and they stick with us, you know, from da-da-da-da-da to the MASH da-da-da-da.
Right.
But yet these sitcoms now, I mean, I sort of feel like we don't have this era anymore.
That's why we think of it as like our golden era, because in the 90s, everything became, you know, just a quick intro or just a sting or, you know, a slap bass that takes a
Seinfeld
commercial.
Right. How fun. How totally fun. I have got to see this show.
It has been a heck of a lot of fun to create.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
Now, this is, of course, virtual at this point?
It is, but it's not. We very specifically wanted to make it not another Zoom show. So we've taken it as far as we possibly could in terms of production. You know, we're only, you know, a couple of guys in Oakland, but we, you know, turned our garage into a green screen studio, and we've been working like solid for a month to get this edited to a point where it almost feels like real television.
Well, that's good stuff. How can people get their eyes on it?
Well, if you head over to 42nd Street Moon's website, 42ndstmoon.org, you can absolutely buy a ticket, and it'll be streaming from June 5th through the 27th.
How close
and the
are
name
we?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, once again, it's called Don't Touch That Dial. How close are we, though, to actually getting butts in seats in theaters?
Oh, that's a good question. And I think it depends on the theater. I know Moon is really in the process of trying to figure out an outdoor venue or maybe a traveling outdoor venue for a summer show. But I don't think we're looking at butts in seats until we're doing a whole capital campaign to redo the Gateway Theater in San Francisco. So that'll probably come, fall.
Yeah, Gateway Theater, just three blocks from where I sit right now. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, is that right?
I think it'd be so great to do a sing-along with this show.
Oh,
I'm doing a sing-along for Pride right now up in Sonoma for Wizard of Oz. We're doing a sing-along. But I've done a lot of these sing-along shows, and this one would be perfect for it. People would love to sing along with. I mean, you already heard Rick.
Oh, yeah.
People would love to sing along with this stuff.
And sing-along shows are so fun. I mean, there's nothing like sitting in a theater with a bunch of people, you know, screaming the Sound of Music at the screen. Yeah, that was a great idea.
I would just be screaming, you know, all those wonderful songs. Oh, my God. You could have them up on the screen with the words, you know. I mean, it's just a fantastic idea.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope this ends up with some kind of life on the stage someday.
All right.
Yeah, right.
There they are, D.C. Scarpelli and Peter Budinger. Make sure to check out Don't Touch That Dial, part of 42nd Street Moon. Congratulations, you two. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun, like Jan said.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
All right, good stuff. And Jan, what was your little sitcom that you grew up on?
Well, the one that I was really young was Beverly Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
And because I lived in West L.A., that was just so, like, in, I hate to say it, but it's kind of nearby where I lived. That house was actually there. So I loved, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies theme song and, you know, the whole thing about the mountaineer that ended up in Beverly Hills.
And mm-hmm.
The cement pond that we used to always call the pool the cement pond. And that was Beverly Hillbillies for sure.
There she is, Jan Wall.
What about you?
It was probably Gilligan's Island, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, all that good stuff. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. I'm Byline.
Hello, sunshine. Goodbye, rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady. I'm her man. I'm going to love her all I can.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, that hurts my feelings. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome our next guest, Sissy Wellman. She has a book. It's entitled, They Say I Come From Hollywood Royalty, So Where's My Crown? Sissy... Let's talk about your royal lineage. Why are you part of the royalty in Hollywood?
Well, hi there. My dad was William A. Wellman, a famous motion picture director. He directed the very first film, Wings, to win an Academy Award in 1927, and he also wrote and directed the original Star is Born that he won the Academy Award for writing. And my mom was an original Busby Berkeley dancer. So, yeah, I got a little royalty in my blood.
I mean, Sissy, hi, this is Jan. And I'm such a fan of the book. The book just reads really quickly, but really fun. The thing is, you became an actress. Your brother did a fabulous documentary on your father, Wild Bill Wellman, Hollywood Maverick. And he really was a Hollywood maverick. And you just mentioned a couple of his movies. One of my favorite movies ever made was a Bill Wellman film, Wild Bill Wellman. And they called him Wild Bill because he was wild. But he made movie called The Oxbow Incident, which to this day is one of the finest films ever made. And if anybody hasn't seen The Oxbow Incident, holy cow, with Henry Fonda and, oh, just incredible, Anthony Quinn. But anyway, so, So,
and also Public Enemy.
Public Enemy with Jimmy Cagney. Oh, there's so many others. I mean, if you look up Wild Bill Wellman, Bill Wellman, you'll be shocked. So how did that make your upbringing different from everybody else's? I mean, was there a lot of stars around or what?
To be honest with you, not really. He wanted to keep us really as a normal family as best could be. We were raised on a... on a 5-acre, well, really 4-acre farm in Brentwood. I mean, we had horses, we had chickens, and, you know, they'd have parties at Christmas and, you know, big dinner parties. But, you know, it wasn't really the Hollywood contingency, except we would go to the David O. Selznick's Easter party and, you know, things like that. But, you know, he kept us sort of, wanted us to be as normal as possible, but we did go on locations on occasion with him, like on Across the Wide Missouri, which was shot in Durango, Colorado. And all six of us were there at the time, because Maggie wasn't born yet. But, that was
on the cover of your book is a picture from that set of you sitting on the lap of Clark Gable. I mean, how unfair is that to the rest of us?
Well, hey, I was too young to know whose lap I was sitting on, for God's sake.
Oh, honey bun. But then you became this big actress on Little House on the Prairie.
No, The Waltons.
I'm sorry. I always mix those two up. The Waltons.
Most people do. A lot of people do.
Yeah. Let me just interject because speaking of chickens... The chicken thief himself there, Yancey. Now, you played Sissy as well in the show with an S, but you married the chicken thief, and you married him in real life, Robert Donner.
We were married when he was doing the series, and Earl Hamner came to me because he knew my work as an actor, and I sort of semi-retired then and was just working with Dear Donner. And he said, you want to visit your husband in jail?
And I said, oh, that sounds like fun. So that was the first show I did, and I was first as Jane Aspen. Then, like, a year later, he came to me, Earl did, and said, how would you like to do a recurring role and with your husband, you know, with Yancey? And we, Yancey and I looked, Bobby and I looked at each other and said, that sounds good. And that's when he wrote Sissy Walker, you know, for me. And I had a ball doing it with him.
Because that's a real cult show. People love the Waltons. People still talk about the Waltons.
They quote dialogue. And even on Facebook, they'll go, precious, you know, to me on the thing. I'm going, oh, my God, because that's what...
It's mostly Goodnight, John Boy.
Yeah, yes. Goodnight, John Boy, right. But you were around that whole world at that time, Sissy. I mean, wasn't there sort of a Dennis Hopper, kind of Peter Vonda vibe around that world at the... of show business? I mean, how did you keep your sanity in show business?
Who said I kept my sanity?
Yeah, what?
Hello? I mean,
hello? Do you know me?
I was blessed. You know, I did more than most, less than others. And, you know, I'm breaking my anonymity. I'm a sober alcoholic of 36 years now. And that was part of my ism, was not being good enough, 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 and fear of succeeding. And I did a lot. I was, you know, I was blessed. And now I'm back doing it, and I'm having a ball. I got two movies coming out, and it's just fun. Now I've gotten to the point where there's no ego attached. So I am having really a lot of fun now.
You know, mm-hmm. I think back at one of my favorite movies growing up was The Outlaw Josie Wales. It was just so unique, and you were in that, and I think about the great performances by Chief Dan George and some of the other guys.
Yeah.
And did you know how iconic that movie was going to be when you were making it?
Well, you know, working with Clint, I just, you know, I love that, and I also did play Misty for him. I helped with him in that, and I helped him cast a lot of his films. He would tell me what he needed, and I'd suggest people, and he'd hire them. And I suggested Jessica Walter for Play Misty for me. And he said, okay, what should I see her in? I said, see the group. And he hired her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you never know. But Clint has such an eye for things. You know, he's really good. And he was a joy to work with. I lost my voice. That's why my voice is low, because he had me screaming so much. I mean, I'm the reason for the movie, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Wales. I got raped and killed my son. The one thing I did mention to him, because it was written in the script that when we're, you know, the bodies come out, the hand that falls out that's charred is the wife, is my hand. And I said to Clint, you know what? It'll be much more effective if it's the boy's little baby hand that falls out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the audience is going to go, get these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and he did. You know, he would listen. He would listen to everybody.
Well, let me ask you this. The title of the book, that, you know, it says, So Where's My Crown? Do you feel like you kind of got gypped somehow?
No. No. I'm so blessed. The family I was brought into, no. I mean, that's just my sense of humor. So what's,
okay.
You know, like, yeah, who's going to write, you know, here's a book that's called They Say I Come From Hollywood Royalty. Stop there. Who cares? But when you say, where's my crown, that adds to my sense of humor. So people will get, you know, a little bit that it's going to be sissy. You know, it's going to be my sense of humor. And I was blessed to have Howard Hawks as my surrogate dad, because we got along better than I did with my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot about Howard Hawks in your book.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people don't know who Howard Hawks is, then you got to do your homework, man, because Howard Hawks...
Oh, he did all the...
I mean, that's like not knowing... What's that?
He did all the Bogart Bacall movies, To Have and Have Not. He did Bringing Up Baby. He did, you know,
And then he did two musicals. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And
yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
So if you look up Wild Bill Wellman, and then you look up Howard Hawks, you know, there was this crazy thing that Blonde Bacall put in her book, one of her autobiographies, that he was an anti-Semite. Did you ever get that?
Howard was? Howard, yeah, you never got that.
No,
right?
I never felt that.
Yeah, I've asked a lot of people that, but Betty Bacall said that, so I always check it out.
Mm-hmm. I never felt that because even when I was down in the desert with him, and we had Frank Capra and his wife over, and you know, I was around him on a lot of films all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He never got it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, before we let you go, Sissy, tell us about one of your true passions, the Born to Act players.
Yes. Oh, yes. Those are my kids. I miss them, because of the pandemic and because I had shoulder surgery before the pandemic. I haven't been around them for almost 3 years, but I'm in contact with them. Born to Act players, you can look them up, .com, and it's ages like 19 to 35 with Down syndrome, autism, and special abilities, and they're very high functioning. They're working actors. They're fabulous. They're just my passion. If the world were more like them, what a wonderful place it would be, because they're honest, they tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
they feel, and they get pissed and don't hold resentment. What a concept.
Mm-hmm.
I love that group. Did you see the Peanut Butter Falcon? Oh, yes. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. What a great film. But I want to get involved in that group. So what's it called again?
BornToActPlayers.com.
And real quick, I want to ask you, too. Your mother, Dorothy Coonan, was an actress. How much of you did you, how much of your talent did you get from her?
Well, I got my dancing talent from Mom. Because Mom wasn't an actress. She hated acting. She only did two pictures, and they were for Dad. That was it, Wild Boys of the Road and G.I. Joe. And she hated acting, but she was good. But as a dancer, that's what I loved doing, because I was a dancer on the Nick Castle dancer on the Andy Williams show, the Ernie Ford shows, and I choreographed films. That's how, with Howard Hawks, I did Redline 7000. And a lot of the Westerns, I saved dance numbers and The Undefeated, and Chisholm. And, that I got from Mom. Because she was a hooker, and she died at 95, but we were still dancing at 92. When she was 92, we were hooping and stuff. She was, she always had the energy and the enthusiasm and the youth. She always told her age, and I got that from her.
Well, the name of the book is They Say I Come From Hollywood Royalty, So Where's My Crown? By our guest, Sissy Wellman. And
it's available on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, and this book was made for you, Jan.
Are you kidding me? I want part two. Sissy.
Don't laugh. I've just written down 5 more stories with Jonathan Winters and Farrah Fawcett, so I may just do a second.
All right, good stuff. Sissy, congratulations on the book, and thanks for coming in.
Hey, you guys, thank you.
All right.
Sissy.
Good
One
stuff.
Day well.
All right, day great well. Stuff. And, Jan, some recommendations on the other side?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take a break. Come on back. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me. Fast, I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline.
Right. Well, I have to go now, Dwayne, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
All right, a couple minutes with Jan Wall. What should we be watching, Jan?
Well, you know, Rick, we were talking about TV theme songs from the 50s and 60s, and I am reading a book that makes the 50s and 60s come alive with showbiz and scandals and flamboyance and outrageously low necklines and you know, all kinds of Hollywood dish. It's called Jane Mansfield, The Girl Couldn't Help It. It just came out. It's by Eve Golden, and it is absolutely amazing. It's really more than just her, you know, her death, you know, a tragic death and sort of her life and legacy. It's a lot more than that, about Mickey Hargitay, who she was married to and had children with, and including, you know, the big star Hargitay now. But Hargitay was a really well-known bodybuilder. So there's about that and all kinds of celebrity culture in the 50s and 60s. It starts with the famous picture of Sophia Loren giving a side eye to Jane Mansfield at this party and how that went about, because Jane kept wearing clothes that were, well, more than suggestive. What's the next word to suggest? I don't know. But anyway, it's a great book. It's called Jane Mansfield, The Girl Couldn't Help It. And then just see the movie if you love rock and roll like I do. You know, Little Richard and all kinds of good people in The Girl Can't Help It with Jane Mansfield. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Eve will be on with us next Friday.
Oh, great. Oh, good. I didn't know. Fantastic.
Yeah. And you know what? When I hear Jane Mansfield, all I can think about is the long scarf in the car and how horrific that was.
It wasn't the long scarf in the car. That was a completely different woman.
I thought she got decapitated when her scarf
she
got...
She did, but the long scarf belonged to the great dancer in the 20s. It's a different person.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'll
well, you would know.
Right
you are
week.
The insider, and we'll see you next
but
Friday.
But she did get decapitated. You were right on that.
All right, gross. We'll see you next Friday, Janie.
Bye, Rick.
I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Chris Porter.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding more than 500,000 jobs in May. The president saying it will take some time, though.
America is finally on the move again. As we continue this recovery, we're going to hit some bumps along the way. Of course that will happen. We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
The unemployment rate falling to 5.8% as well in May. The FDA is authorizing Regeneron's coronavirus antibody drug for injections. Regeneron said the FDA also lowered the dose by 1,200 milligrams. The pharmaceutical company is planning to deliver at least 1 million doses to the federal government by the end of June. Additionally, Regeneron plans to seek full approval for non-hospitalized patients later this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text NORTH to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
State Department leaders were warned not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. That's what former department officials confirmed to Fox News on Thursday, amid fears that it would bring attention to U.S. funding of research at the Wuhan Institute, where the virus may have escaped. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News,
"We overcame lots of internal bureaucracy to get there and lots of internal debate from NIH, folks who were trying to suppress what we're doing at the State Department as well." When you heard Dr. Fauci this morning, Laura, those are the exact same words, the exact same excuses, the exact same theories that the Chinese Communist Party has presenting for over a year now. We can all draw our own conclusions.
Pope Francis will reportedly meet with President Joe Biden on June 15th, one day before the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is scheduled to begin drafting a document about politicians who support abortion receiving communion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A famous criminal defense attorney has passed away.
F. Lee Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Symbionese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old, and that was the reason. Now, the wins come as a result of having great relationships.
Coach K also tells the Today Show about how he's changed in 41 years.
Oh, I know a lot more. I have better balance. I have 10 grandchildren now. That's a big thing. But the one constant, I'm always trying to learn. And I think I've listened better. I don't micromanage.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine.
Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Domino and Heron, Madame et Monsieur, hour two underway, and history is made today because for the first time in 15 months to the day, I have an in-studio guest. Ari Spears, the comedian, was my guest on the 4th of March, 2019, and now here we are on June 4th, 2021, with my main man, Chris Porter, who is going to be in town at Cobb's this weekend. How you doing, Chris?
I'm great, man. It's good to be seen. It was nice to touch you a little bit.
That's right. We're both double vax, so we can hug it out.
I got two shots of Moderna running through these veins.
Did you have any reaction?
No. Like, such a little reaction. My pot-addled brain thought maybe there was a conspiracy and she didn't give me the second dose.
You got Paraquat in your vax?
I was like, I saw her stab me with it, but I didn't see her press the thing. And like, there's some conspiracy of a woman that's just like stabbing people but not pushing in the plunger for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That could be it.
I doubt it. But yeah, so no, I actually got it in January. Got a very light case of it. Didn't lose smell or taste. Like, I had to be convinced that I had COVID. I just thought I had a cold. And, and then I got the second shot, and the next day was planning on being just down and out, and ended up moving I was in the middle of moving, so I ended up getting a bunch of stuff done, and, so real lucky on this end.
Yeah, I had two Pfizers, and I went in with the mindset, not that this is going to do anything, but I went in with the mindset, like, it's a shot. Who cares?
Yeah.
And I had zero reaction. But I know I've heard from Moderna people that was a little more harsh.
Yeah. It's because it's not mixed with tea like the Pfizer one is. So it's a little burns the throat.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to a break real quick, but as I mentioned, Chris Porter, stand-up comedian, he is at Cobb's. Cobb's is open again. Of course, that is the big club here in North Beach down on Columbus. He did a show last night, and he's going to be there through the weekend. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number. As always, shout-out to the troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Radio Network as well. We'll take a quick break and come back in studio with Chris Porter.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey! Check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
All right, thanks for that, Dieter. And by the way, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, with Chris Porter, comedian at Cobb's Comedy Club here in San Francisco this weekend. Twitch.tv, we've got a little webcam on the both of us right now, and there's Chris right there. You can check him out, Twitch.tv, Sports Byline, USA. So we were just talking about the Rona, and you had it, and you think you gave it to your family over New Year's Eve.
Christmas, yeah.
Christmas. Luckily, everybody's okay. But I remember thinking, you know, if I got it, because I was doing everything right, I thought. But then I thought, if I get it, do I feel like I mean, there's a way that you kind of feel like, oh, no, did I mess up? Like, do you know where you got it?
I have an idea as to where I got it. I think I got it in Nashville just because we were all being very careful until we got to the green room, and then it was lights out, party time. And, you know, so I kind of think that's where I got it. I might have gotten it in Kansas City while I was there because I also had to do shows there. So, yeah, maybe in that area, but yeah, definitely I felt bad, especially when my dad got it, just because he was so at risk, and like I was real nervous. Like, I FaceTimed him as soon as I woke up every morning, like, hey, you good, everybody good, everybody still breathing? And he was Yeah, it was fine. It was just a bad cold for him, so we got real lucky. But yeah.
I know. Let me tell you, your dad dies because you wanted to have that extra Rolling Rock in a green room. Or
yeah,
something.
Or wanted to share. Yeah, because I didn't want to. You know, I wanted to share that person's roach or whatever.
You know, it's funny. It's like last summer I was in Placerville, which is up in the hills up here.
Okay.
And
it sounds like a hills place.
Yeah, Placerville.
It sounds like some of you are like, we got to go up to Placerville. I got to get the truck worked on, and we're going to get a whole bunch of gravel.
Exactly. Well, Placer is actually the gravel at the bottom of a stream bed. So that's not bad.
See?
Yeah, you got it.
I've been around.
And what's funny is that the marquee at the movie theater, which was shut, it said, stop buying tools from China. That's what it said on the marquee of the theater. So that kind of gives you the mindset.
Yeah.
Not to put down Placerville. By the way, the nickname is Hangtown because they used to lynch like gold miners and stuff back in the day.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, I was there.
Sounds like a rough place.
It was rough. But I was there with some friends, and you know, I'm coming up from the Bay Area, and it's only like about an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one wearing a mask, and people are looking at me, and it rhymes with wussy is what they.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like.
Or maggot.
And they're like, we don't really believe in that up here. And
yeah.
I go, do you believe it's real? People said, well, we believe it's real, but it's not up here. And what's interesting is then that county, Placer County, got hit so hard, like about 2 months later. And I just wanted people who thought it was a hoax and then they get it. Do they laugh it off or say, oh, I was wrong?
Yeah. I don't know. I had the same experience over 4th. I went to the Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm.
So I had to drive through central Missouri, and I made the poor decision of stopping at a McDonald's to get breakfast. And I walked in with a mask on, and there was a man open carrying a gun on his hip.
Mm.
And that was not a law enforcement officer of any sort. And they looked at me like I was the problem. I'm
right.
like, no. This dude could shoot all of us. And they're like, yeah, but you're wearing a mask. Like, even the McDonald's employees had them, like, wearing around their chin and stuff. And it, you know, it was weird. But, you know, we got through it. And the one town, I've been on tour since pretty heavy since, like, September, October. Fort Worth was the one city, especially in the middle of the summer, that I walked out and I went, nope, not doing this anymore. And I walked right back in my hotel room and everything got delivered.
Wow.
And because no one cared. And it was in the middle of the pandemic, like in the heat of it. And, but yeah, you just deal with it.
It's funny because I know somebody from Fort Worth and he always says, we're the thinking man's Dallas. And I go, what's that mean? He goes, we're the smart people of Dallas.
Maybe when it comes to rope and steers, they may do it a little better than the Dallas folk. But yeah, no, Dallas seemed a little more up on the science.
Right. The thing that I said, and I don't get political on this show, but I just said, you know, two groups of people, if you don't want to get vaxxed, I'm not going to preach at you. And that is, first of all, freedom of religion.
Yep.
If your religion says no medicine, or if the snake bites me, God didn't forgive me. If that's your religion, go ahead. We have freedom of religion. The other thing is, if you don't trust the man, as a white guy in his 50s, I'm not going to tell you to trust the man. So if you don't trust the man and that's your religion, that's fine. But everybody else, just get off your lazy ass.
Yeah.
And even if you don't want to, do it for your fellow citizens.
My cousin is like, I just laughed at him because he's never not trusted a doctor in his life. He's been an athlete his entire life. He's probably had 12 surgeries over his life. Like, they're like, hey, you need this. He's like, great. He never questions it. And then the moment they were like, you need a vaccine shot, he was like, they're trying to chip me. I'm like, bro, if they're trying to chip you, they would have done it 8 surgeries ago. Also, they don't need to chip you. You're already chipped. It's your phone, man.
Right.
You love your chip. You stare at your chip all day. You go back and get your chip when you leave it at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You make fun of poor people for having worse chips than you do. Like, look at your chip not telling the government as much as my chip. Ha!
Sam Marilla has this bit now. They're going door to door, and he said it's pretty sad they got to act like Jehovah's Witnesses. But for the guy who says, no, they're putting a chip in me, and he said, well, we found you in your apartment on a Wednesday afternoon without the chip.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's here's what it is. It's like people just don't want to get the shot, so they're going to look for any reason to not. It's just like with the masks. Like people, it wasn't that they didn't trust the science. They just didn't want to wear a mask, so they found some dude on YouTube that told him they didn't have to wear a mask. And he was like, oh, well, this guy makes perfect sense.
Right. You can find anything on the internet that will tell you. What did Bill Burr say? Three websites that tell you eggs are good for you. Three websites that tell you eggs are bad for you. It's just whatever you want.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, before the pandemic, if you had asked me seriously, who will be the group that will refuse to wear the mask, the conservatives or the liberals? I go, well, it'll be the liberals. They're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. The conservatives will do what they're told. And it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's because liberals are like, oh, no, I want everyone to be healthy. And I want to not, and I, you know, not all conservatives, but some conservatives. Mm. It's like, no, it's about me. It's about what I want. And
I'll do anything for this country. Can you put this on? No.
No. I will do anything except that.
Right.
The meat. That was what Meatloaf was talking about.
That's a good song. I have a relative in my family, and she's...
We all do.
She's 80, yes. And I remember her saying that the mask was a political statement, and I'm like, you're watching way too much Fox News.
It's 100%.
This has nothing to do with politics. In fact, I'm in the middle of the road. I don't even have a party. This is just a mask to make sure that you don't get sick. And then she said, well, they give you the corona. I go, no, it's not like the old vaccines where they give you the hair of the dog. I actually had the former Surgeon General of the United States on my show, former Navy Admiral.
Oh, wow.
And he talked about what a miracle this was. Can you believe that? In less than a year, they figured out a way to trick your immune system to think it had corona. And I'm like, or how to defend it. And I'm like, it's like it took 16 years to get a polio vaccine, and that was the former record.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want this miracle of medicine?
Oh, and I love that. They're like, well, they found it too fast. They found it too fast. I don't know what's in it. I'm like, you don't know what's in Claritin, but you take that every day.
You don't know what's in your Twinkie.
No. Or Coca-Cola. That's a secret. They literally don't tell you on purpose.
McDonald's secret sauce.
Yeah, which happens to sound like or taste like Thousand Island.
That's exactly
right. It's 999 islands is what that.
Yeah, it's half ketchup and half mayonnaise. But yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, we got Chris Porter in studio with us. We got another segment with him. Come on back on Byline.
I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. When mommy comes the night, I thrill to see her and that is life. When daddy swings a gun.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now, taking them back to the pants store.
Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Now, there's some doubt in your voice there, Joni Carroll. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Great to have Chris Porter, a stand-up comedian who's at Cobb's Comedy Club. And what, two shows tonight, two tomorrow?
That's right.
All right. And make sure that you get on down. Half capacity, one-third?
What I have no idea. It's not enough, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's... there are tickets still available.
That's a big room with a high ceiling, so.
Yeah, but which is nice. It allows us to, you know, if we had to do a third capacity at the Punchline, it would be like an AA meeting. So.
And yet the Punchline has, I've always been told, the perfect roof.
Punchline's the greatest club in the country.
Wow.
Just hands down.
Wow.
I will die on that sword any day, but yeah.
Do you remember last year when they were going to close it? And Dave Chappelle flew out, had W. Kamau Bell here,
yeah.
and Ari Shaffir, who's from Maryland. I mean, people were panicked that it was going to close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those strange rooms like the Fillmore in a way where it's just like there's some ghosts in there. There's just a weird sixth sense vibe that there's just a not something you can describe. There's just a vibe in there that allows for great shows and great audiences. And mm-hmm. I mean, that's why Chappelle loved it. So, you know, Chappelle used to show up on a Tuesday and do 9 shows, you know, and, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a scary time. But it was like your parents thinking about selling your house.
Yeah.
It really was. You were just like, I don't want this to happen. I understand. But I hope it doesn't, and I'm glad that it didn't. But
mm-hmm. And then your house, of course, George Washington lived there before you, and yeah. Abraham Lincoln, yeah. And all that stuff. You know, a lot of people have told me that they really love the Punchline over the years. And it's funny, when I hear comedians talk about their favorite rooms, they almost always will bring up Comedy on State in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring up Helium Philly. A lot of it has to do with the free food in the green room, too.
I don't know about all that. I've been in some pretty terrible clubs with free food. yeah, it's, I don't know what it is. It really has to do with the people that run it, I really think,
yeah.
and the vibe that they put into it. All those clubs that you mentioned are run by really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Molly here at the Punchline and Cobb's and her crew. And, but yeah, it's rare that you go to a great club that's owned by a not great person.
Ryan Hamilton told me the story. He's from Rexburg, Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And when he was getting started, he said he drove like 6 hours to this place in Montana, and there was this big fat lady that ran the bar, and he said he did 20 minutes. No one listened. No one laughed. And as he was leaving, the owner said, "Come here for a second." And he leaned in, and she headbutted him as hard as she could and then laughed and laughed. And he said he was driving home 6 hours with this big welt on his head, and he said, "If you keep doing comedy after this, then you really love it."
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Because a lot of people would have just gone home.
What was your headbutt moment?
It's pretty funny, actually. They had called us to do comedy after an independent hockey league game.
Mm.
It was the Kansas City Blades, and it was at Kemper Arena. Mm. So a room that sat,
where the Kings used to play.
Mm-hmm. So it sat 15,000 or something like that. They didn't announce that we were even going to be there until 5 minutes left in the third period of a game that we were up like 5-1, which, if you're not a hockey fan, is 1,000,000 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember we gave away six. They gave us like an entire section of tickets to give to people, and no one. We gave them all away, and no one showed up.
Papered the room, and no one came.
And so by the time the game, oh, and then right, so the game ends, and they go, "Will everyone from the?" Oh no, the game ends, and then they have Huck a Puck, where these people have bought foam pucks.
Mm-hmm.
And
wasn't he a congressman?
And you throw the puck onto the ice in the hopes of getting into this tiny helmet and hopefully winning a car or something.
Right.
And I'm looking at my buddy like, they've already announced that we're going to be here. What's stopping someone from just holding it? You're not going to win a car. You might as well just hold on to it, try to huck a comedian. So then after Huck a Puck, they ask everyone from the west side of the arena to move to the east side of the arena for the comedy show. But everyone on the west side of the arena parked on the west side of the arena, so they just leave.
Wow.
Cut to when the show starts, there are 75 people in a room that seats 15,000, and they're all either younger than 12 or older than 70. There is no one in between. And I remember we were supposed to do 20 minutes apiece, and are like, if all else fails, we'll fake a fight in the middle of the show. It'll be hilarious. So I go out and I do 14 minutes of the, I mean, it was awful. Because even if they were laughing, you couldn't hear it.
Right.
And so I struggle through it, and then I bring my friend out, and then I was like, we're doing the fight, right? He's like, yeah, we're doing the fight. So I wait like 10 minutes, and I come out, and it's just, there's no fight. It's just him and I wrestling around on a carpet on the ice. No one's laughing. It's just very homoerotic. And people are like, we can't watch this. And then we get up, and that's the end of the show. And I remember the people for the Blades were so nice to us. And then, like, they gave us, like, a jersey to wear on the ice and stuff. And then when we walked off stage, they literally would barely look at us, and they asked for the jersey back.
Whoa.
And we stayed up all night that Sunday and got to the comedy club Monday morning as soon as they opened so we could get the check before they got the report.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was one of them. There are many headbutt moments, by the way, but that was the first one that comes to mind.
The one I always love, too, is the young comedian drinking all night, and at the end of his set, he gets a bill for the drinks.
Oh, yeah, that happens. I knew a guy, God rest his soul, who two times got paid on Sunday and took it to the casino in town and lost every dime of it and then would have to call his dad. And I remember I told the story. He was there, and someone was telling a similar story. I was like, can I tell the story about when you did that? And he goes, which time? And I go, are you serious? You had to call your dad and tell him that you gambled your check away, and then you had to call him back and tell him you did it again? I was, wow.
Well, on the way up, like, was there a guy who gave you encouragement? Because Arch Barker was in here. I keep dropping these names.
Yeah.
I'll
pick him up.
He was at the Punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing, it was an open mic, like on a Sunday. And he went up, and there were like eight comedians, and y'all got 5 minutes, whatever. And he said no one really laughed, but he said there was a vet, and I forget his name, and I hadn't even recognized his name. But he said he was leaving. The guy pulled him over and goes, hey, you're really funny, man. You got to keep writing. And he's like, you think so? He goes, no, you really are. And he goes, that just meant the world to him.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those?
Well, I had, you know, again, there's a couple of them. You know, Attell was like that. For me, Hedberg was very supportive.
You knew Mitch.
I knew Mitch. I got to open for him a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's like saying you were on the Hindenburg. So many comedians would be jealous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to open for Carl Enright before he passed.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. But this cat, Brian Burgess, was like a guy that, like, he ran the club, and he was like the local comic and that had gone out and made a scene, and but still to this day one of the funniest comics I've ever seen. And I just remember when I walked off stage, he was like, "Yeah, you got it." I was like, "That's all I need."
Wow,
yeah,
So with Hedberg, I mean, to me, I think about the special he did where he's bombing and he's talking about how much he's bombing. Nowadays, you would do two of them and keep the good one. I just love the fact that he's like, yeah, let's just leave it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's that was Comedy Central Presents, so you only get one shot at it. Yeah, there's no, because they shoot four in a night.
Wow.
But and the best is if you go on YouTube, they have some of the raw footage that they didn't put in, and it's really great. But that, you know, Hedberg was so far ahead of his time that it was just like, I remember seeing that special and watching him tank and being like, this guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
Why are they getting it? And it was almost better that it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you really saw Mitch for who he was.
I remember Swartzen did his latest special up in, Montreal. I think it was part of JFL. And no one was laughing at all his diarrhea jokes. And I'm dying, right?
Yeah.
And so I remember him saying, the crowd sucked. And you never want to blame the crowd, but sometimes they just suck.
Yeah, sometimes it is the crowd. Like, you don't want that to be your go-to, but there are definitely nights where I'm like, no, that was me. I was off.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also nights where you're just like, who, who did, you know, I think Seinfeld monkeys throwing S at each other.
Right.
Yeah, like there are definitely nights like that.
Well, you do the same exact set, one kills, one bombs. It's like, yeah. I'm the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
And you know, again, sometimes you're just off, but yeah, especially like a Friday late show when they've been drinking for 6 hours, you're just like, I'm at the zoo right now.
Or like a Brooklyn show where they're judging everything you're saying.
Oh, yeah, that's another tough one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that a lot. You get that a lot in West L.A.
Also. Or colleges, maybe.
I had a guy boo me in a Venice show, and it was the first time ever that I was serious about wanting to fight an audience member.
Did you call him out on stage?
I just kept repping into him, and he was just this, like, this low-rent Adrian Grenier-looking dude. And I just laid into it. And the thing that made me the most mad is, like, normally if someone messes up a show and you start ripping on them, the audience is into it because they're like, oh, yeah. So I just start laying into this dude, and they turned on me. And that made me even more. And then I wanted to fight everybody.
Hey, get down to Cobb's tonight and tomorrow. Maybe Chris Porter will punch you in the face. Cobb's Comedy Club. So great to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you, too, Rick. Can't wait to do it again.
Let's do it again. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that lets me work hands-free and wireless?
Also possible. Staples Connect has the innovative tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods are just $129, and AirPods Pro are only $199. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N65, limit 2, in-store only.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, good stuff, and great to see Chris again. And we will, I'll just take a picture out in the hall, tweet that out here at the top of the hour. Check him out. Coming up, we're going to be having another comedian in about a half hour, Pat McGann, who's really funny. He's at Raleigh Goodnights. We'll have him on the phone. We'll have director Ryan Ferguson from Skate or Die. Are those my only two choices? And then at 11:40, we will have slackliner Spencer Seabrook for Discovery Plus channel show called Pushing the Line. And this guy is dumb. He's just dumb. And I'm going to tell him, tongue-in-cheek dumb, he has this like slack line. It's not even like a Willenda, you know, high wire. It's just this line that you see like hippies by Lake Merritt, like jumping up and down on. And he's going over this precipice that would, you know, kill him. He's got his shirt off, and twice he falls off and he has to grab onto it and then boost himself back up. It's horrifying to look at, but he's insane and he's going to be on the show. So how about that? 1-800-878-PLAY, get in and get heard. We are now in June, as we know. If you don't know by now, you should. The trade deadline is July 30th this year. Not the 31st. Remember, it got extended last year. Well, last year, all bets were off. It was a 60-game season. But it's usually July 31st. And the reason they moved it up a day is because the 31st is a Saturday with lots of day games. And so they're saying that would make trade logistics a headache. Okay. Seems kind of weird. Or maybe you can get that new guy in for the weekend. But the old adage is Memorial Day when you can begin to obsess over the standings. And a lot of the division races are close, unusually close. There's not one leader who even has a four-game lead on Memorial Day. And four of five divisions were a game and a half away as well. So with that in mind, a lot of teams are going to want to buy. Wouldn't you think they're going to buy? And you look around and you think about who are some of the guys that are out there if you're going to sell. Now, as I said, some teams are like, look, there's no way we're making the playoffs. So we might as well just start selling right now. And you look at Arizona, you looked at Bumgarner now is hurt, so you look at a guy like Eduardo Escobar, the third baseman, and you think about how he's a rental. But you can think about Ketel Marte, Carson Kelly, guys who are under team control. A pitcher, Merrill Kelly, who I think is pretty good. He had the thoracic outlet syndrome surgery and a club option next year, but he's definitely a guy who is a fly ball pitcher. Some people were talking about maybe he would be a good fit with the A's, but making $4 million this year, too rich for the A's blood. With the Orioles, you think about maybe them cashing in, a guy like Freddie Galvis, and you know, you think about getting better than expected offensive performances from these glove-first guys like Hanser Alberto and Jose Iglesias. And Galvis is kind of another example because for him, he was basically a defensive guy, especially when he was with the Padres. But Galvis is on a one-year deal, and people were talking about maybe he could come to the A's because the A's need a shortstop badly. The guy they have hits 200. Elvis Andrus, who I kind of thought, oh, Semien left, Andrus is coming in. Same thing. Not so much. Tanner Scott, the lefty. Well, John Means is off limits. If he's not, fire everyone with the Orioles. But Tanner Scott might be the best trade chip on the pitching staff then. And you think about a lefty who throws 100, and now he's got a lot of control issues, but he's under control for three more years. So there'd be some value there. But the one guy, if the A's do make a move for a shortstop, I'd like to get Trevor Story. But here's the story with Trevor Story, and tell the whole damn world this is bear territory. Trevor Story has yet another elbow injury. It doesn't sound like he's going to be in the training room long, and he's not having a great year by his standards, but he has a track record of being an all-around very good player. He's well-established, and a few contenders would probably be willing to bet his performance would tick up once they got away from the toxic Rockies environment. I don't know about hitting-wise, but, you know, rentals, you're not going to get a massive return, even a player like if you think he's elite. But that's a guy that I would like to see at short, as long as the A's don't trade away all their good and young players. And then John Gray, you think about how high he went in the draft, a top 10 guy, and I would think that anybody on Colorado's roster would be available, even Herman Marquez, their ace, and he's under control two more years with a club option. They're not going to move him. But you look at Gray, he's in a walk year. And, you know, if they let him walk, you'll get a draft pick, but they would probably like to trade him, being the fact that he did rebound from a really ugly shortened season last year. And you think about how his numbers should tick up away from Coors, too. With Detroit, I hear they're already shopping Robbie Grossman. I've already been down the Robbie Grossman road. No thanks. They'd love to trade Miggy. His contract is untradeable. It's not going to happen. If you look at the young players they're going to build around, like Jaime Candelario, Harold Castro, they're not going to get rid of those guys. But Robbie Grossman is owed $10 million through next season, which makes him not a rental and pretty expensive. But then again, if you're desperate for a leadoff hitter who can play anywhere in the outfield, you can bring him in. Now, I would think it would be a team with cash like Chicago, the White Sox, or Yanks, maybe even the Braves. It's like, look, we'll pay him. $10 million for us is churro money. We just like having a versatile guy on the team that we can play now and then. Robbie Grossman's not going to embarrass you, but he's not going to set the world on fire. And then with the Tigers, Matthew Boyd, and I think Detroit really missed their opportunity to trade for Boyd at maximum value a couple of years ago, but he's pitched well again so far. And, you know, he's still under team control. He'll be an ARB player. And just about any contender could use a guy like that. I heard a rumor for the Blue Jays, and they kind of have a thing for fixing pitchers if you look at like a Robbie Ray, so maybe that would be one. The Twinkies, very disappointing. Well, we'll get to them in a second, but we do have a call, and calls come first. We have Vince in the East Bay. How are you, Vince?
Great. You know, you were talking about the A's. I was thinking, I know no clubs do this, and I'm not even sure why, but why not just call up one of their shortstops they got in the minors? They got a couple of them are doing pretty good, or they could even use a second baseman, but just call one of them up, let them give them a shot before you make a trade. I mean, to me, that would make more sense. But
That would make sense if they were a last place team. I agree with you. But you if you're trying to win, you don't want to, unless a guy is hitting like 600 at AAA, you don't want to like throw Nick Allen or a Lazarito or somebody like that into a big league lineup when they've never done it.
Yeah, but I mean, you got nothing to lose. I don't know.
Have something to lose. You're in first place.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, just for like a week or something like that, you give him a shot. I mean, you never know. I mean, look at Mato. They traded him, and he's tearing it up. And I'm just saying, sometimes I think his last name is Mato. They got him for a trade. I saw he's playing on another team.
Oh, Jorge Mateo.
Mateo, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. They never gave him a shot, and now he's tearing it up.
Well, the thing is, if you give a guy a shot, this is the way it usually works with guys who you are a hot prospect. When you give him a shot, unless it's a pitcher who will work out of the bullpen maybe, but if you give a guy a shot, you give him a shot. If you don't give him 50 straight games, then there's really no reason to bring him up. You're not going to bring up a young guy, play him for 2 weeks, let him hit 048, and then send him back down and crush his confidence.
I know. I just never see a team do that. I mean, I always frustrated. It just seems like you're always ready to trade somebody, and then you don't give these young guys a shot.
Well, I said, he's a hot, but look at a guy like Jared Kelenic, right? The Mariners are like, okay, he's ready. They call him up, he's hitting 140. And, you know, it's a whole different level.
Oh, I know. You never know. I remember that first baseman we had. He would always hit 3-something in the minors. And then he'd come up in the majors and hit 150. I mean, I'm trying to remember his name. Really good defensively. He wound up playing like about 8 years.
Derek Barton?
Doing it. Yeah, Derek Barton. He was known for that. It was just like, and I'd go, that's got to be really frustrating to be that good in AAA and that bad in the majors.
He was the big return from the, he was their top prospect. He was a catcher with the Cardinals when the A's traded for him. In fact, he was such a great hitter, they made him not play catcher anymore.
Yeah, I know. Everybody thought, and it was just funny. I mean, he was really good defensive, too.
Yeah, remember his September call-up? He had a kind of a Jamal Weeks type of September call-up. He came up, he played like 20 games, and he hit like 350, and we're like, oh, my gosh, Derek Barton is the future, baby.
I know. I mean, that's why I remember they had another guy. I try to remember his name. He wasn't good defensively. He was in the outfield. He hit like 5-6 home runs in his first week he was up, and that was about it.
Jack Tusk?
I try to remember his name. Yeah, that's it. I mean, he was like, oh my God! It was, so you never know. I mean, sometimes you know you get flash in the pans. You know, I mean, baseball is really tricky. I mean, I know I look at my son all the time. We move up different levels now. I remember you were talking about this when you were a kid. You know, he's varsity, like one of the top players. But his next level will be college. He has one more year before he goes to college. But it's like every time you go up a level, you just never know. I remember. Mm-hmm. The first time we went from eighth grade to ninth grade, we were on a travel club, and we went down to L.A., and we met this pitcher. I mean, it was just not us, but it was like, you know, team. And they were all freshmen coming up, and this guy was throwing like 95, 96. And, you know, they're used to like 65, like in eighth grade. So my son hit a ground ball to shortstop and then struck out. And one other guy hit a ground ball out, and the rest were all strikeouts because it was such a shock going in, 90 something from 60. And I kept thinking, oh my God, is this going to be the end for him? You know, when he hits varsity. But after a few weeks, he started hitting 85. Now that's when most of the kids pitch and he was smashing in. But so every time you go up a level, you never know. And like, so when he goes to college, I mean, I think he's going to be fine because he's, a lot of scouts are looking at him, but you go and you hit 90, 95. But then when you go to college, the next level, in colleges, now you got pitchers that pinpoint a spot instead of like just throw. So you don't get those meatball pitches anymore. You get, they're a lot more controlled. But I just see that, from him, and that's just a kid. And, the other thing that he taught me, I guess, I remember I'm originally from Philly, so we used to boo everybody. I mean, that was just our thing we did in Philly. Never do that anymore. I respect the athletes so much. To get to this level, to even in minor leagues, it's, I mean, playing minor leagues, people don't realize it. But in the minor leagues, you're like one of the top players in the country. I mean, there's very few players making the minors and didn't get to the majors. It's like incredible. I mean, that's why I look at players much more different now than I did, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, but no, there's no doubt. I hate to cut you off, but I got to run to a break. Have a great weekend, Vinny.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Stay on the streets, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox you've been waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. I'm the Jerry Bob.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Oh, a little normality in that first hour. I got to say, Chris Porter has been in here at least four times before this. So maybe that was his fifth or sixth time. I really like the guy. He's super friendly and he's really hilarious. If you go back old school when he used to have his crazy hair, his old Taco Bell bits and all that. as I said, just a little normality. I hate saying normalcy because normalcy is not a word, and I'm so posh. I'm quite the grammarian. Is that where you live in the water and on land? No, that's amphibian. Like, oh. But anyway, if you get a chance to check him out down at Cobb's, you should definitely do it because the guy is freaking funny. Or just check out his stuff on YouTube as well. YouTube. No, you. Speaking of comedians coming up, it'll be on the phone, unfortunately. But we'll have Pat McGann, and he's at Raleigh Goodnights. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have director Ryan Ferguson, Skate or Die, and I mentioned Spencer Seabrook, who I don't mean it in a pejorative way when I say he's dumb, but how insane are you when you walk across a canyon and then you fall and grab the line and get back up and fall and grab the line? We'll talk to him, what's going through his head. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back.